I was born, raised, and educated in America. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness all built me into who I am, and a key part of who I am is a patriot. I'd like to share with you my vision for how diverse ideas, civil discourse, and civic engagement are patriotism, and why patriotism is our responsibility to America. My vision of patriotism grew out of a small moment in my life, only 2 days in a long summer that still stand out to me. It was late August and the heat was crushing in the air, but I had signed up for a leadership summit in the rural farmlands of my state, dedicated to teaching high school students how to do nonpartisan voter registration and how to inspire high school students to be civically engaged. I had been promised that the people who I would meet would have the most varying political views that I had ever seen. And they were. I woke up jet-lagged, dubious, and wary of what the day would hold. But as I stepped into the room at the 4-H Center, miles from the nearest town, I witnessed a flurry of education. Almost immediately, we were whisked into an intense Q&A with left and right policy experts. Throughout the day, we made jokes about the election, friends with people on both sides of the aisle, and brainstormed plans to get everyone out to vote. By that afternoon, I had had short conversations with a few people I disagreed with, but nothing cataclysmic. Then, I met the rest of the students in the program. We came together in a circle to discuss our passions, ourselves, and our differences. We were all teens, rural and urban, rich and poor, white, black, Republican, Democrat, and everything in between. It was a group of young people that really looked like America. And as each person enumerated themselves and their beliefs, often highly conflicting, the pressure in that room grew. Something larger, though, tied that tension into something more unifying. Despite our disagreements, there was a palpable sense of patriotism in the air. Our patriotism was that of shared discussion, engagement, and love for America. And it is that vision of patriotism that I believe is my responsibility as young people to continue. Out of that day, I began to examine what patriotism means, not just for America, but also for me individually. Eventually, I came up with this personal vision of patriotism. My patriotism is sewn in the tags of my jacket, in the words, "Made in America." My patriotism shakes the hands of veterans and swells with pride. My patriotism sweats from being worn on my feet at rallies for free speech. My patriotism works with your patriotism to create good legislation. Our patriotism is bipartisan. Our patriotism beats to the drum of civil discourse, but my patriotism specifically remembers to speak productively and kindly to everyone, especially those I disagree with, especially when it is so hard. My patriotism always defends the democratic system that makes disagreements both possible and solvable. My patriotism is worn from constant use, like the stars and the stripes that wave through bombs of war. And how could it not be? For my patriotism is never apathetic. There is no such thing as activism, I believe, because I believe activism is my patriotism. When I stand on the corner registering voters and Elizabeth Cady Stanton stood in front of the White House with a picket sign above her head, we are patriots. When Martin Luther King spoke at the March on Washington and I raise money for a blood drive at my school, we are patriots. When Patrick Henry shouted, "Give me liberty or give me death," and I cast my first vote, we are patriots. Because my protest is patriotism. Our discourse is patriotism. American civic engagement is patriotism. Ensuring I live out the ideals of my patriotism every single day is my responsibility to America.